Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The government's recent monthly jobs report revealed that far fewer jobs were created than expected, just 199,000 in December. That's about half of what many economists had anticipated. But that didn't stop President Biden from celebrating what he sees as the bigger picture.
We have added 6.4 million new jobs since January of last year, in 1 year. That's the most jobs in any calendar year by any president in history.
Jill Schlesinger is here now to put this all in context. She's a CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Welcome back.
Great to be with you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jill. So you've said that something is a little weird about the labor market at the moment. How are you interpreting the latest data?
Well, I think there's a couple of issues that are bubbling up for me and for a lot of the economists that I talk to all the time. First of all, you know, when we get a monthly jobs report, there are two separate surveys that are conducted. One goes out to businesses and says, hey, how many people did you hire? What did you pay them? How many hours were worked? The other goes to households and asks, who's in your household, who has made a change or has a job, actively looking for a job, and wants some demographic information. Now, over time, these two surveys usually converge. But interestingly, in this December report, the employers said they created 199,000 jobs. The household said 651,000 became employed during the month. That is a huge disconnect. And so economists are saying that could narrow in the next few months, but something's going on where maybe people are working for themselves. Maybe we're making up for the reversal of that trend early in the year. But I still think that there's just an odd way that we're reporting this data.
Yeah, well, President Biden highlighted that the employment rate falling to 3.9%, as well as the record 6.4 million jobs that were created in 2021. Of course, those gains followed 2020 when the country lost millions of jobs. So is the president's optimism warranted?
Well, I think in the big picture, we have good news. The labor market is broadly healing, but, you know, it's doing so in some fits and starts, probably just following COVID, right, as the variants start to ebb and flow. But that said, I think that there is an interesting component to what President Biden is saying, and that is that he says, hey, the unemployment rate has now dropped down to 3.9%. That's the pandemic low level. And that is closing in on 3.5%. That's a 50-year low that was clocked in February of 2020. So there is great, there's sort of a great news aspect of this, but there are still millions of people who are sitting on the sidelines. They're not in the labor force. That's the not so good news. Why aren't those people coming back to work? Maybe it's childcare, fear for their own health. Maybe they just really hated their jobs previously and they're trying to figure out what to do next.
Jill, I have about less than 30 seconds with you, but how do you expect the Fed to respond to all of this in the months ahead? When it comes to short-term interest rates, especially.
Yeah, I mean, the Fed now has plenty of ammunition. They've got two jobs. Make sure the economy grows fast enough so there are a lot of jobs available. There are. There are 10.6 million job openings. But they have to start controlling inflation. I believe that they will start raising short-term interest rates as soon as the March meeting. So that will be the beginning. Remember, rates have been at zero for almost 2 years.
Yep. Jill Schlesinger from CBS News, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.